Children, today we have the feast of a great bishop named Saint Thomas of Villanova, who lived in the 16th century. And Thomas was born in Spain, and his father was a miller in the town named Villanova. And from his kind parents, young Thomas learned to be very charitable to the poor. The first words which his parents had taught him to pronounce were the names of Jesus and Mary. And it was in the service of Jesus and Mary he wanted to stay during his whole life. Young Thomas did well in school and became a teacher of philosophy, and he then joined the Augustinian Fathers. This was a highly venerated order of priests, and it had also at that time as one of its members a man named Martin Luther, who would later cause much of Germany and North Europe to abandon the Catholic faith. It was at the first Vespers of All Saints in 1517 that Luther published his famous thesis against indulgences and the authority of the Pope. But within 1 month, on November 25th of that same year, St. Thomas of Villanova pronounced his vows in Spain, and this way in that glorious Augustinian order kind of filled up the place left so cruelly vacant by Luther. After St. Thomas of Villanova became a priest, he was given many important positions. His sermons were so persuasive that he was named the court preacher of Emperor Charles V and one of his counselors of state. It is said that Charles V, the emperor, never denied anything to St. Thomas because, as the emperor affirmed, he had the gift to move hearts. Finally, St. Thomas was made the archbishop of the city of Valencia, and he worked there for years to the benefit of the poor and educate his people in Catholic faith. But still, these and many other virtues, he still feared that he was not doing enough and that he would be unable to present himself as a good servant before his God. Hence, he had a very peculiar request to Almighty God, that God would remove him from this earth and grant him a quick enter into everlasting rest. And God at last heard his prayer and wanted not to remove him, but to reward his faithful and unwearied servant, St. Thomas. One day when St. Thomas repeated his prayer before a crucifix, his heart filled with an intense desire to see God, and he heard these words proceeded from the mouth of the image in the crucifix: "Be comforted, Thomas, thou shalt receive the reward of thy labors on the day of the nativity of my beloved mother." After this, St. Thomas requested to have mass said in his room, at which he assisted with great devotion, and tears were streaming from his eyes when the priest, after the consecration, raised the sacred host. At the elevation of chalice, St. Thomas began slowly to repeat the psalm, "In thee, O Lord, I have hoped." After each verse he paused, and at the communion of the priest, he said the last words of the psalm, "In thee, O Lord, have I hoped, let me never be confounded." Then he closed his eyes, and the soul of this great bishop went back to Almighty in the year 1555, on the feast of the Nativity of Mary. Dear children, from the life and especially of the death of St. Thomas, we see that for a faithful servant of God, death is always a reward. God is a master of life and death, and God has assigned both to saints and the sinners certain amount of days how long they should enjoy their life here on earth. But even though Saint Thomas himself wanted to enter his everlasting life, after his death, there were many miracles which the Catholics devoted to him were given back their earthly life. Just wanted to mention one instance. In about 50 years after his death, there was a woman in Valencia who was a widow, and she was in the deepest sorrow because of her young daughter's health. At length, the daughter, who was 16 then, died, and the poor woman closed her eyes, watering them with the tears which fell from her own. After the body of this girl had been kept some time, and they were upon the point of burying it to the grave, the thought came into sorrowing mother's mind that she would have recourse to the prayers of Saint Thomas of Villanova and have her carried to his tomb. She followed her poor child's body and made with great faith this prayer: "Blessed Father Thomas, I beseech you to pray to God for me, that it will please him to grant me the life of my daughter, for I have a great confidence in you, and I firmly believe that you are a saint in heaven." This short prayer was no sooner made than the girl began to move and to show all signs of life and perfect health. Everyone present was struck with astonishment, but this mother, who had obtained what she so ardently wanted, praised and thanked the goodness of God, who had favorably heard her prayers through the merits of Saint Thomas of Villanova. So, dear children, never hesitate to ask from these great men and women of God some favor which you specially wish to be granted. If God sees good and fitting to grant you this favor, and if he sees that you are truly his child, loving, faithful, sincere, humble, and obedient, he might very well grant you the favor of even astonishing things, and even things you would think it would be impossible for you to get. But the greatest treasure which God has reserved to you waits you after you yourself depart from this life. Make sure that every single day of your life is well spent in his service, because all the sorrows of this life, they are nothing compared to the great everlasting reward you receive from your heavenly Father after your own life ends. May God bless you. In the name of the Father,